Old Joey lived in an old tin shack on the edge of town by a dusty old track. He worked like a Trojan day and night, mending old shoes by the glow of a light. He mended those shoes till they were nice. Then he had dinner of beans and rice, but every night his belly would inflate, and he wondered what caused such an ache. No, Joe, don't eat those beans. No, better stop eating them, we think you've had enough. Old Joe, he had an investigation. It cost him $5, but it caused deflation. The doctor said, Joe, you know what to do. Stop eating those beans or they'll kill you. In a week, you can try some more. Poke your tummy, check if it's sore. But stick to a diet of rice and peas. Now get out of here if you please. No, Joe, don't eat those beans. No, Joe, 'cause you know what that means. Rice is kind of mushy, beans are kind of rough. You better stop eating them, we think you've had enough. Old Joe went home, cooked the new cuisine, but felt quite deprived without his beans. He looked in the cupboard, then shut the door. If he kept this up, he'd be wanting more. Beans are tasty, beans are nice. Beans taste best with boiled rice. Be strong, Joe, resist temptation, or you'll have a new investigation. No, Joe, don't eat those beans. Joe was lonely and sometimes blue. He thought he'd better find something to do. His house was bad, yes, it did smell. So he opened the door and went to visit old Nell. Old Nell was crazy, she had one leg. She had one eye and she wore a peg. On her nose the peg clasped tight. Nell loved Joe and thought that they were alright. No, Joe, don't eat those beans. No, Joe, he's kind of mushy, beans are kind of rough. You better stop eating them, we think you've had enough.